So weird. Indeed, greetings, enlightened consciousness, everyone. You see, it is a time to release the need for martyrdom, the need for boredom. You think that this is all about the 3D world, and to be honest, good riddance to 3D, yes? The atmospheric energy patterns that you travel through continuously are marvelously filled with golden opportunities, opportunities for quick healing, for quick passage to the awareness that all is love. You see, it is here for the taking, and you, each of you, are being quite liberal, and we are quite pleased with that awareness that you are being liberal in the process, in the willingness to say, yes, yes, please teach me. I am ready to learn. I am ready to do my part. Your part, dear ones, is to find your way home. Some of you are well equipped to get the megaphone and be the spokesperson for love. Perhaps you will go on the platform. Perhaps you will write the holy article or provide wisdom on a website. That is all well and good, but you have to understand it is the energy of your consciousness that is primarily important. Do you see? If you get on that holy platform and you are still seeing things through 3D wisdom, well, think about this for a moment, dear ones. How much holy knowledge can you impart? How much of change can you affect? You will be able to affect change from the 3D consciousness. You see, that is why it's important for each of you to not drift here and there, not feel like, well, maybe one day I will get started. When I am not too busy and I have nothing else to do, perhaps when I will retire, I will look into this higher consciousness stuff. You see, it is important to begin the change now. The change is needed now, dear ones, for a global change. You understand there is a world crisis. Primarily, there has been one from Kingdom Come, as they say, but it is all coming to a head, a global head. In fact, this is our global warning, if we may say so. And this is not to warn you of more terror. You already live with terror, do you not? It is more so to, one moment, please. Our channeler has a bit of trepidation with our news warning. And, one moment, please. It is the word warning that is being of a concern to her. Please do not warn these wonderful folks. We will readdress the energy pattern. What we are speaking of, dear ones, is not that there is anything in the world or abroad that isn't commonplace. It is it is that things will come to a head. Yes, let us continue. And because they will come to a head, it is therefore for world consciousness to then take a poll, a holy poll, on which way they want to go. You see, it is because consciousness, the collective whole, can make the holy decision. You mean we have a part to play in the outcome. Aha, you have gotten it. You see, there are several probable alternate realities set for Mother Earth. There is not just one. We bring up a good subject, do we not? You see, we were listening. We understand you are now aware you can have more than one exact lifetime. And in each lifetime, you work with the choices at hand. You have certain parameters. You are assigned a certain mother and father. You have certain boundaries in which you can cover the globe and your accomplishments and goals. But within those boundaries, you also have teachings that you have brought to yourself and teachings which you want to set for others. And depending on your choices, your personal choices, do I go right or do I go left? Do I pick the higher thought? Do I pick the lower thought? You have different outcomes. This is the reason why there are different probable realities or parallel universes, as you may say. It is because you are teaching yourself how to go home. And depending on which way you go, you then set up a new alternate experience for yourself. It may look the same, but again, it does not, for the choices you have made have energetically called some things to you, and some things will not come to you, perhaps at a later time, or perhaps not at all. So, what we are searching for, dear hearts, is to bring you the awareness that you have opportunity for choice. You see, all could go to hell in a moment. We are tuning our channeler to our wavelength. There has been some energetic downloads she has been receiving today, which are clogging the system. We do not want to interfere with those downloads, for they are quite important for her success overall. So one moment while we streamline this a bit. Indeed, let us try again, as they say. So what we are alluding you to is the awareness that there are certain situations, certain opposing forces that want to perhaps go to the guillotine, to end things in a bloody manner, perhaps even try to, shall we say, blow up the world. You understand, it is might is right type of approach. What we are leaning towards, however, is an alternate reality plan, a smoother plan, an ability to find the way home without the nuclear holocaust, shall we say. It is not something that will be affected on a global wide basis, but will affect a number of individuals as well as some territories, which would compromise the safety of a number of nearby nations. And so what we are asking you to do is to take personal responsibility for the effect that your consciousness has on the global plane. You see, when you showed up, you didn't think that you were that important, did you? You didn't think that your consciousness could truly affect changes in world events. What we are imparting on you, dear ones, those that are residing in our office surroundings, as well as those that will be listening through the recorded information, the written word, as well as telepathically received. You see, the channeler has upgraded her frequency and she is telepathically reporting our news to many around the world. You all do this. You all belong to your own set of soul groups, do you not? You may not see them. You may not even be aware of them on a conscious level at any time during your lifetime. However, they are there. You travel together. You are part of the same pod, shall we say. And so you work together. You work in unison. In your dreamtime state, you may visit each other. You may have a party. So how is it going over on your side of the world, you see? So understand what you are doing at this time and place is coming together in consciousness. This is our holy point. It is important to start thinking of yourself as a being of consciousness. This is why we dote over the one named Joseph, and we love him so. He is beginning to get the picture, and he is beginning to understand his true purpose on Holy Mother Earth. Do you understand how he backs the channeler up? Do you see how they are energetically connected, bonded, you may say? There is a hint there that will be manifesting in days and months to come. You see, you are all important, and you all affect each other. The Joseph holds the energy in place for the one named Nicole to do her channeling at its best. How about that? What you are going to find, dear ones, is as you step up in consciousness, as you recognize yourself primarily as a being of consciousness, the interesting fads of clothing and the earrings and what have you, they are all quite interesting, but they are trinkets. They are no thing. Remember, they will be dust in the wind. It is the consciousness that matters. This is primarily a state of consciousness, or a dream, if you will. And it is your consciousness that you take around with you. It is your consciousness, dear ones, that will be deciding if you wish to learn from the experience of pain, nuclear holocaust, shall we say, or if you wish to learn from the experience of love, let's create a peace treaty, let's create harmony, let's create global meditation efforts to affect world leaders. You have opportunity. The commonplace theory in your mentality up to now is to learn through pain. You see, no pain, no gain. It is through the painful moments, the death of a loved one, the loss of life, that the heart breaks open, the awakened heart. This is what we are after. The awakened heart will be like glue. It will tie you all together in unison, and it will bring and lift you up into that state of bliss, the Christ consciousness. You will then be, for sure, the enlightened masters living the rest of your days on Holy Mother Earth until you decide to literally take it elsewhere. It will be a conscious decision. The question remains then, if you choose to learn as a global consciousness through the experience of pain, you see, it will be an unfortunate experience on one hand. However, what it will do is wake everyone up, you see? It will wake everyone up for the need to be bound together as one voice, as one world. One world can easily stand up to a terrorist, you see? It is not a problem. The problem is you don't think of yourselves as one world. It is about me, myself, and I, my neighborhood, my street, my lamp, my car, my child. You see, it's all my vacation. When you release the identification with the ego self, when you recognize you're all one, that there truly is no separation, that you come from one source and you are waking up together, then you will recognize your true purpose for incarnating in this lifetime. Your true purpose is to wake yourself up. It is to rise in consciousness, as our good Joseph said. Those with the high level of conscious awareness were sitting in the round table, and our channeler made a good holy point. You are all sitting in a circle right now, are you not? Some of you may argue with us, well, I'm listening to this while I'm jogging, but please understand, this room is filled. You see, there is no such thing as time. All those that have ears, all those that will be attuned to our message, in fact, are residing here in consciousness. It is the reason why our channeler is confused. It feels like there are more people present than are. It is because she is becoming aware of who will be connected to this vibration. You see? You are in the process, dear ones, all of you, of releasing your belief in time. And as you become more comfortable being the multidimensional one, you will be easily able to access information out of time, stepping out of time. So as you decide to hold your light, as you decide to be a beacon for others, as you decide to focus on where your consciousness is throughout your day, what you will do is you will affect change in a grand way. You will be able to broadcast this wish to learn through peace, through love, rather than through pain. You see, at the end of the day, the 1,000 years of peace will truly exist on Holy Mother Earth. There is no doubt about that. The question is, do you want to get to your arrived destiny through the resolution of the painful experience, or do you choose the alternate reality and create a world consciousness of brotherhood to awaken gently? We prefer the gentle approach, and that is why we are coming here with our words of wisdom. Either way, you will awaken. Either way, you will rise. So, for those that will be on the podium, and there are a couple listening to our voice right now, to those that will be on the website, to those that will be speaking with those in military bases, we see, it is important to understand who the representation is. if they are speaking with ones of lower vibration, it is not likely that change will occur to the extent that you would prefer. If they are speaking to ones of the highest echelon, as our Joseph pointed out, well then yes, they will recognize the master within. They will pause. It will make them stay up at night. They will try to slumber. They will try to sleep. But this one in the military base will toss and turn, and he will ponder what words you provided him with. You see, what you will have done, dear one, is you will have awoken truth in this one. Truth has a way of getting under the skin, does it not? It will resonate with him, and he will reconsider his course of action. This is just one example of the many opportunities that you all bring to the table. You see, you are each important, and you each have an appointed destiny. So, we ask you, dear ones, to remember, there is a reason for the delay, shall we say. Some of you are eager beavers. Our channeler has been one of them. When is my time? When is my time? I keep being told I'm going to do this and that. You see, we have been getting her ready. We have been focused on adjusting her tuner to help her rise in consciousness. Doesn't it make more sense before we put her on the holy airplane that she is attuning to the highest vibration when she speaks the holy words? The same is true for each of you. She is just your mirror, you see? She is a no thing. She is simply a dream figure in your consciousness, in your state of awareness. So as you watch her fumble, as you watch her climb, you are looking at your mirrored self. So it is an opportunity to take personal inventory at this time and say, okay, self, what do I want to do with myself? What should we do? Where shall we go? Who do we speak with? And most importantly, who are we? Where is our vibration as we are speaking our holy words? Where is our vibration when we are performing the healing miracles? Yes, some of you are extraordinary healers. So we ask you, dear ones, to take our message to heart, not from a place of fear. There is no reason to fear. It all works out in the end, as you know, fear wins. But a place of opportunity. We are providing you with a golden opportunity to be instruments of change, a golden opportunity to be instruments of peace. At this time, we wish to bless the peacemakers, those that will be implementing change in the world, in the global economy, in the global consciousness, in the marketplace. One of you has an affiliation with those, shall we say, on Wall Street. You see, when you go and visit your friends, you do not understand the effect you will have on them. Well, what do you mean? I am just an individual. How can I possibly change things there? You see, you are a vibration. You forget. You are not an individual at all. You are part of the whole. You are never separate from the whole. And as you rise in vibration, so does the whole. As you impart your holy wisdom, so does the whole. So be aware of your power. Some of you are finding yourselves a bit tripped up. You are finding yourselves being a bit too powerful. And when you have the negative thought, you are stubbing your toe and what have you. It is good. It is good learning. It is good to learn what your mind does. Your mind is your steering wheel, so pay attention. So at this time, we wish to surround our peacemakers of change, our peacemakers of love, with our attunement. We do so with the awareness that all is one. We are not nearly as separate as you believe yourselves to be from us. In fact, we are right here in the room with you. You see, this room is getting mighty crowded. So enjoy our holy presence. Enjoy your holy presence. You see, you and your higher self have been working in unison quite beautifully. You are downloading more and more of your true nature day by day. It is occurring. Some of you wonder when it will happen. You see, it is important to assimilate the energies. If we let the cat out of the bag too soon, if you are full power and you are not up to stuff in consciousness or in awareness of your mind, you see how tricky things could get out there. So there's a bit of a safety net, shall we say, that is placed as you are being groomed, as you are being monitored, and you are being supported. So let us support you now. We ask you to relax and to let go and to receive. To receive the attunement that is the truth of you. You are whole. You are one. You are all that you have been seeking in this lifetime, in other lifetimes. You have been seeking to know what it would be like to be a master, to work from that master energy on Holy Mother Earth. What it would be like to be of service to the others, to the other ones on this plane of awareness that are not aware of their mastery. What it would be like to serve Elohim, God, to awaken His children. You are the ones that will affect change, dear ones. Some of you are the doing the hyperventilation through this awareness. It is nothing to be fearful of. It is quite an honor to serve, is it not? The name of the game is service. So let us serve you. Let us support your awakening, and then be ready, for you each have a holy assignment before you. Dear ones of the light, allow your light to shine. Allow your light to show you the way. It is your light that will save the day. Allow yourselves to identify with your light. The more that you do, the more you will understand the compass is within. The compass is within and truly, truly will guide you home. And so it is. Okay, let's see how we're going to do this. Joseph, did you want to go first?
Before they tell me whatever I need to know, I have a question, a clarification. In the teaching, the master said you were assigned a set of parents.
Mm-hmm.
I was under the impression that I chose my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not so, or was I mistaken?
Okay, one moment. And say your first name, please.
Joseph.
All right, give me one quick second, because I know what I want to say, but what I,
sure.
It's just kind of common knowledge of what I understand to be true, just kind of like what you've heard through various means or sources. So I want to make sure that what I'm receiving is coming from a higher source. So one moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Joseph.
Okay, so how do I explain this? They're saying that both is correct, of course. So you chose your parents,
mm-hmm.
but understand that you're not, hope I can do this, you're not you on the other side. So who you think of as you.
I understand.
Okay. Do you want further clarification or you understand?
Well, because I think you're in a period of education
mm-hmm.
at that point. I'm not using the right phrase.
No, that's okay. We okay. understand.
And I think the spirit is in a state of education at that point. And
you're given a choice as part of a package deal.
No. Mm-hmm. No. You're in a position of education. My nose is running. I don't know if that what that is.
Tissues.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, in other words,
thank you.
Oh my God, of course. So what they're saying is like, the one that's your true soul is the one that's deciding
right.
along
okay.
with soul support.
Gotcha. I know that I chose
okay.
to incarnate in this life with certain people.
Correct.
Like I believe that my older sister, who has passed away, and I were married in another life. The love I had for her was greater than the love I had for my other siblings. Not incestuous in any way,
mm-hmm.
but it was just...
You were closer.
She was an exceptional woman. And I come from very humble beginnings. In a house full of love. I was the youngest, I was spoiled, I was not bratty. Whatever I asked for, I got. My parents could afford to get it, my sister got it. And that's just the way it was. And if you ask my other siblings who the favorite was, they would say, Joey, you know, with no animosity. I feel privileged have had that kind of upbringing. And what's going on here is amazing. Amazing. I know I speak for everyone sitting here, but you have changed our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would like them to tell me what they think I need to know.
Give him a tissue.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, my God.
I don't mean to sound dramatic or corny or whatever.
No.
But this is the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So cute.
Maybe vice versa. Versa.
Okay, so I don't know how to get the words, my mind around what they're trying to show me. But when they were trying to answer your question, it had something to do with the fact that, is this something I said?
No, I just...
Okay, okay. There's not energy coming through that...
No,
is there bother? Oh, I just need to know if, like, I need to clear something.
No,
if something came in with me. Okay, I just wanted.
Well, yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Okay. It has something to do with when they show me you choosing, it's not you. Like, you are not even like you on the other side. You, like, if this is Joseph,
it's an energy.
You are like this. This is you. So it's almost like, oh God, I'm not putting words to the experience. But when I tune into what they show me as your, and it's not Joseph, but it's like your soul or your truth, whatever, you're kind of like literally out here. And then they show, like, the questioner asking about Joseph, and Joseph is like this compared to this. So it's this guy who's
would that be spiritual essence?
Oversoul, higher self,
okay.
Like whatever words you want to use. But it's that who's working kind of like the grand tapestry of it all. But what they're saying is that when we start truly understanding who we are, you know, it's almost like if we're the whole human body and we've just been operating out of the consciousness of our pinky. They're saying, like, it's like that. That it's like that limited focus in terms of our true wealth and our true...
So bigger days are coming.
Bigger awarenesses are coming. Bigger awarenesses
Absolutely.
Are coming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what they would like you to know, Mom, please?
No, that's not my question.
Okay.
What I need to know.
Need to
what
know.
I would like for them to tell me what I
need
to know.
Know. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Joseph.
And say it again, please.
Joseph.
One moment, please. And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
Do you get what do you call that? Precognitions?
I do, but I overlook them. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And you overlook them because?
I'm not secure in them. I don't have...
Okay.
I'm not faith. Faith is the wrong word. I don't have... Well, I guess it is. I don't trust them.
Mm-hmm. So sort of like me in trance channeling.
Sort of.
Sorry.
For instance.
For instance. So they're saying, do you believe that I'm going to actually be able to do what it is I've been assigned to do?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Okay. So you know how the whole mirror game works, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you have, Joseph, say your name again, please.
Joseph.
You have been an excellent right-hand man, we've discussed this a million times, an excellent right-hand man in many centuries. You've incarnated many, many times and have, I have to go to history to figure out what the terminology is, but you know, it's sort of like whatever that job is, that's like the side person to the head, to advise, to lead. And you have actually influenced kingdoms, because the kings undoubtedly would always confide in you and trust your wisdom. Part of the reason that you're so good at what you do is, number one, you are well, you're not of the earth. You understand that. You're not of the earth.
Yes.
Okay. And you have very strong ties to higher consciousness, higher truths. In addition to that, you also have precognition abilities, so that you were able to see kind of like the future, and you were able to advise accordingly.
I agree. But why do I push it away? Why do I not accept it?
And say your name again, please.
Joseph.
One moment. Say it one more time, please.
Joseph. I just got the answer.
Okay.
I just got the answer. Okay.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
The answer was for me and no one else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. You're opening up. So cool. I know.
It was only gone 2 weeks.
So cool. Awesome. Okay, she's back. Hi,
yes.
Gina.
Thank you for everyone, too. I feel the same way with Joseph.
Aww.
So
nice to have you.
Yeah.
Aww.
And thank you, everyone, for the energy, because I missed that. And I love online group, but this is really special. Anything that I need to know?
You're loved. You are just so loved. I mean, you're loved by me, but you were so loved from those on the other side. My gosh, you know, it's almost like, not that you're in the hospital or anything, I don't know why I'm saying that, but, you know, if you visit someone in the hospital, you know, you bring teddy bears and flowers and food, and, you know, because you're trying to express your love, care, and concern. So when I say that you're so loved, like, that's what I see them bringing you. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like they can't do enough for you. Like, they couldn't, if they try, they could not do enough for you. All right, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
Okay, I'm still getting this, like, say it loud, say it proud kind of thing. Have I ever said that to you?
No, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's my
idea. Oh, my God. Say it loud, say it proud. There's a reason I'm saying that. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
All right, just saying, what's holding you back? What's holding you back? Yeah, I'm one to ask, but nevertheless, it's not my question.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm just on the brink, and I don't know what is holding me back, myself.
Okay, one moment, please. Gotta get comfy for this one. Okay, one moment. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
Well, all these lights are going off all around you. See, that's all your spirit help. I feel like, you know, the way Joseph always plays advisor, I feel like you have advisors, like, all around you, like, just buzzing around. And I don't mean buzzing. It's like, I don't know, they say, like, if a master comes visits you, they come in, like, this little orb that sort of hangs out. So when I tune into your energy, I just see that, like, all around you, like fireflies, like, all around you. Um, And say your name one more time, please.
Gina.
And how are the stickies going?
They're good.
They're good? Are you still doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do it, and then I write it, like, when I'm, like, traveling.
Man, now I feel like, Joseph, I'm scared if I'm going to be right or not, because it's such a goofy thing that I'm hearing, but...
It will.
God, it's just such a goofy thing. One moment, please. I almost want to go to Christine, come back to you to make sure. Do I trust it? Do I go to Christine? Say it one more time, please.
Gina.
Yeah, it's the message. So here's a really weird thing. I know you're seeing somebody. I don't know if you're still seeing them or not. But what they're telling me is that part of what's holding you back is if you succeed, I know this is so goofy, but I can only go by what I hear. If you succeed, you're going to meet somebody, a male somebody, and you're scared to have that meeting again. And when I say again, I don't know that it's again in this lifetime, but it's again, like, in terms of a soul connection. And it's actually the fear of you having that connection that's sort of like, well, let me kind of keep stalling it. I know that sounds really goofy, so I asked them 5 times for confirmation.
Of course.
Oh.
You're closing,
I'm cold.
You're closing yourself off.
Yeah.
And Gina, say your name again,
Gina.
Please. There's a reason you're scared. Who is this guy? Funny, because you're the one that always asked about, I hope it's okay if I disclose, but you always asked about, like, where's my Prince Charming? apparently he comes after you break out and do your thing. And that's when you meet him. So it's sort of like you gotta do your thing first and then he will arrive. And you're sort of prolonging that, and you're sort of prolonging the inevitable, and the question is, what's the fear? Gina, say your name again, please.
Gina.
I'm looking like, ooh, did something really bad happen last time? Last time she doesn't want to, like, deal with. What I get is, I don't get that it's anything as complicated as that. I almost get like it's like scared to trust again, like just scared that, like, will my heart be broken if I really let myself trust again and fall in love? And I guess you're just so psychic, you somehow know that's coming. All my precognition friends all lined up here. Okay, and say your name again, please, Gina.
Gina.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. I don't feel like you're gonna be hurt. I really don't. But I feel like it's gonna scare the living daylights out of you to let go and trust again. It's almost like, I don't know how to explain this, but I just will, despite the fact that my mother-in-law is sitting in my group, because the example's good. So I had a boyfriend in high school, and it was like my first love, you know, my first, you know, fill in the blanks. So I don't know how to explain this. Well, obviously we broke up because that's not who I married, but how do I explain it? There's a reason I'm telling you this. There's something about that first love that it was like I loved blindly. Like, I didn't understand bad things could happen. I didn't understand, like, it could ever possibly not work out. Like, I was just so naive. Like, I was 16. What the heck did I know at 16? It was just that kind of love. And so, you know, when I loved again after that, it was just a different, it wasn't with, like, that innocence. You know, I understood, like, this is life, and people get angry at each other and stuff like that. Why am I telling you that? One moment, please. I feel like that's what's happened. I feel like you've had that, like, first, like, oh, my God. In my generation, it was, oh, my God, what was it? I just saw it on the YouTube. Benjamin runs through YouTube. I mean, he's like Mr. YouTube. Obsessive person. You wouldn't know the movie anyway. It was with Brooke Shields, and she was on the
Endless Love.
Yeah, Endless Love. Okay, it was just like that innocent stuff. And so when you just kind of open up your heart and just love unconditionally with such innocence and purity, and then you kind of get burned, it's kind of it's kind of scary to kind of go there again. And say your name one more time.
Gina.
If you're willing to risk going there again, it's going to be juicy as all heck, is all I can tell you. Okay. But it's going to require you to trust. Okay. It's going to require you to trust. This lifetime.
Oh, yeah. But in this, like, person, whom I'm seeing now, I mean, it's just relatively new. No.
I'm sorry. Maybe. You know, I could be wrong. Probably not. Probably not. But it doesn't mean that this isn't good for this time. I actually think it's very good for this time, because, not to be a marriage counselor or relationship counselor, but I feel like it's teaching you about love again. It's teaching you that, it's very important, actually, because it's teaching you that, love could be good. Like, it doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be filled with drama or the nonsense you went through in the past. It's actually showing you the way home, is what they're telling me. So you're not using him. It's like you both have come together to experience something for the purpose of good. Mm-hmm. It's good. But no, that's not who we're talking about. What do I do with this guy?
Well,
No, you don't have to worry about this guy.
I feel like it's pointless.
No, it isn't pointless.
Okay.
It isn't pointless. So let me say it this way. If you live a lifetime and you get married and you have a husband, you have a child, you have a wonderful love affair, but then eventually the lifetime ends, and then you go off and you're another person in another lifetime, was this lifetime pointless?
I guess if it was delaying the next thing.
It's not delaying it. It's teaching you. It's helping you heal. It's healing you, is what it is.
Get over my fears and succeed in my mission, and then other things will come.
And say your name one more time.
Gina.
Okay. I want to say Prince Charming, but that doesn't really cut it. It's going to be juicy is the only word I can give you.
How about like a thunderbolt?
We should all be so lucky, Gina. No, we all are in our own special way. But the point is, one moment, please. Gina, say your name again, please.
Gina.
You know, there's part of me that feels a little bit bad that I'm saying that about the current relationship, because the current relationship really is good. I mean, it's good for your soul, because it's really, it's exactly what the doctor ordered. It's exactly what the doctor ordered. It's healing you. It's healing you, and it's almost like your therapy. You know, instead of going to a therapist, you're having this relationship. It's good. But there's something about that other relationship that's kind of like waiting in the wings, that's like uncharted territory. And to be honest, it's kind of like I don't think I can get on that big roller. I mean, I like roller coasters, but that's a big one kind of thing. Look at you. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this, and then I can go see if there's a blanket or a sweater or something back there. It's about trusting life and trusting God, as opposed to trusting a human being. Because the truth is, human beings are, as long as they're still in human consciousness form, they're going to disappoint. I mean, they just are. So there's no like complete safety valve with that. They can have a bad day at work. They can whatever. Or they can leave the planet and totally abandon you. So it's like, it's not, when you go into these like magical relationships, it's not that there it comes with this guarantee. Like if I buy this product, is there a guarantee that nothing's going to happen? There's no guarantee. It's more so of, Gina, say your name one more time.
Gina.
I know this sounds really weird, but it's not really about the relationship, because remember, this is a dream consciousness. So even like you meet Mr. Wonderful, he's not really there. It's more about that. Gina, say your name one more time, please.
Gina.
It's going to push you and test you, and really help you go places in terms of your consciousness and your healing, that it's going to upgrade you. And so if that helps at all, it's not so much that, oh, well, you know, if I enter a relationship, I'm going to get hurt again. It's more so that you're not going to be able to enter this relationship. How do I say it? What's the word? Sorry, guys, but this is important. You're not going to be able to enter the relationship with masks. I don't know how else to say that, with a social mask, with any kind of hidden anything. It's going to really force you, I don't know how else to say this, it's almost like guru yoga or something. It's going to force you to kind of like incarnate your true self. I can't explain it, but somehow it's like, I don't know who this man is, but it's just going to be some kind of yoga tantric work or something that's just going to bring, it's intense. It's intense. It's not going to be 3D linear, do you want to go to the movies kind of thing. So that's what I mean by whatever I was saying, like that fire, the passion. I mean, it's not even like sexual passion. It's like life passion, like bringing God to earth passion, that kind of stuff. Did that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
The spiritual connection.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know if it's the twin flame. I don't know, like, what. Mm-hmm. But it's something,
Not everybody
like that.
Experiences that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to help you feel better, that's kind of why you're sort of avoiding the whole success thing, because apparently he's part of the what happens.
Gotcha.
So get to it. Get to it, they're saying. everything's in divine order. But to be honest, everything's in divine order.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All righty. Took a lot to get that out, but it was important for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Christy. My chair is filled. I feel better. Okay, one moment, please. My little light worker friend. Your light is just so bright. I mean, like, man, channel for me, would you please? You're amazing. Say your name, please.
Christy.
Excuse me. And say it one more time.
Christy.
And say it one more time, please.
Christy.
All right, this is how I feel about you. We just saw, what's that called? The Martian, I think. Anyway, you know when astronauts go out into space, they're always something. They always have these, they're all scientists of some nature. That's how I feel about you. I just feel like you're basically this super duper scientist in the guise of this young lady, cute as a button. But in all seriousness, you come to Earth with a very powerful punch. You come with a lot of knowledge and wisdom, which you are unveiling to yourself, and quite rapidly. So they want to talk about that. They want to talk about how to continue to help you unwrap yourself. One moment. And say your name again, please.
Christy.
I see you walking around in a green room. I have no idea why. A greenhouse. Why would you be doing that? There you are, walking around. You're doing some kind of science, something or other. You're doing something in something that looks like a greenhouse to me. All right, so one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Christy.
They're saying that you receive messages, but you're not consciously aware that you do. But you're already receiving everything, and it's all being downloaded. It's just that they're still working on kind of just opening where you pay attention to. The signals are coming in, and I don't even feel like it's downloaded. Like with me, they're downloading stuff. With you, I feel like it was already